This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Our patient, Ken Martin, 50 years old. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
8% vulnerable category.
Let me ask you this. A majority of the country disagrees with you. Right, you have, we have 65% in a recent poll, and it's been across the board, it doesn't matter which poll, that in general, the public would like stricter regulation of gun sales in some form or another. You're proposing weaker. I understand that. You're from a rural state, and so let me ask you this, though. Shouldn't that matter
to politics? Well, you're in a bubble there.
65% of the country disagrees with you. Do you have an obligation to legislate on behalf of them at all?
You're in a bubble. If you take out New York and California, 8% of Americans have concealed carry permits. And the people watching this show right now, there are a lot of them getting ready for church in middle America, putting their guns on. Millions of them. They're going to be carrying guns to church and a family dinner after that, and they're going to be safe. And so, you know, all these things, these hypotheticals that come out of the bubble in D.C. or New York City or California, what if this happens? What if that happens? We don't have to ask what if this happens. People are carrying every day.
I guess I go back to is what are you so opposed to expanding the background check system? Why do you make this argument that says, well, if you just pass more gun laws, it won't matter, criminals get it. Then why do we pass any laws? Like, why do we pass laws on drugs? Why do we pass laws on murder?
But we should pass my law to repeal the Gun-Free School Zone Act. I call it the Safe Students Act. But look, those are false senses of security. Like Evan Todd from Columbine, he's disgusted at these proposals because they wouldn't do anything. And in 10 years, we're still going to have school shootings unless you propose real legislation like President Trump has proposed that would allow teachers to be armed.
But you're in favor of that, but you're opposed to raising the AR-15 to 21.
Oh, well, that's, you know, that's ridiculous here. Think about this. You had a ban on assault rifles in 1999 when Columbine happened. Mm-hmm. The assault weapons ban lasted, the so-called ban, lasted right. from, so-called assault weapons ban, lasted from 94 to 2004. Columbine fell right in the middle of that. The assault weapons ban would do nothing to stop school shootings. 84% of mass public shootings involve a firearm other than an assault rifle, so-called assault rifle.
You see, this is the problem, even in having a discussion about this. We're approaching this in a way that is emotional, and I can appreciate the emotions of the situation. I think we all can. But, you know, to be honest about it, we need to have a proper discussion. I was with the law enforcement, well, Carl Gallup's over the weekend. We were talking about it. And in terms of AR, you know, they think AR means assault rifle. It doesn't mean that. That's not what that is for. That is what politicians have done. And when things are taken out of context and they're exaggerated, the reason that they're unsustainable is because it's built on a false premise. The people who know about ARs know that it is not an assault rifle. It's a misnomer. So, you know, right off the bat, you have a problem with it. So it's like, look, we need to look at this in a way out as much as possible in trying to really fix this problem. I mean, it's disgusting that here we are all these years after Sandy Hook and the attacks on schools that we're still making blatant mistakes and that we haven't resolved the problem. We're not protecting the kids. God bless the children in South Florida, you know, that have risen up and that are keeping the focus on this because we need to have it. Now, the challenge is that we still need the wisdom of the older generation to couple with the energy of the younger to really come up with policy that's going to make a difference. that is really going to work, not about attacks on the NRA or a particular gun, that sort of thing, because there's so many other moving parts to this deal, including the very heart and soul of the people that we are raising in this culture of ours. I'm Bill Martinez. The conversation continues. Megan Barth coming up next. It's 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. I am in Franklin, Tennessee, just on the perimeter of Nashville. We're going to be hanging with the cats all weekend, looking for Stephen Curtis Chapman. I'm going to have to go to Starbucks. I was telling Brad earlier, Stephen Curtis Chapman, of course, this is the home, you know, Franklin, Tennessee. And he has been one of my favorite artists. I just so respect his talent. And it's kind of like one of those Where's Waldo kind of thing, because I always get this deal. Oh, you know, we're going to have Stephen Curtis on the show. You're going to be able to, you know, talk to him. Like, oh, man, that's going to be awesome. And it just like never happens. Waldo never shows up. And so somebody told me the other day that they were at a Starbucks here in Franklin and ran into him. And I said, okay, hey, maybe that might be what it takes. I don't know, but we've got a lot of things going on. Later on tonight, we're going to be on the red carpet for the premiere of I Can Only Imagine, the great story, personal story of the leader of Mercy Me about his relationship with his dad and what I can only imagine, the storyline behind it all. And I got to tell you, that in and of itself brings back a lot of memories, because when I was in Los Angeles working for a radio station, we did a lot of storylines with the music. Chuck Blore was the program director, and his daughter was involved as well. I mean, a great group of people. And we would take songs and do these mini dramas that would lead into them. But in this particular case, you've got a movie that leads into the why and what have you of I Can Only Imagine. And so a lot of us will have less to imagine after tonight and seeing the premiere and being on the red carpet. Of course, the movie itself will open up nationally on a great day in March. Yes, March 16th, which happens to be my birthday. So a little, a little self-spotlight here, if that's okay. Kind of a radio selfie, if you don't mind. Megan Barth is with us right now. Never known to take radio selfies because she's just so humble. And it's always great to have her with us. Megan, of course, political pundit, commentator, proprietor, founder of ReaganBabe.com. Miss Megan, how are we doing?
I'm doing well, and forgive me, my voice is a little bit scratchy. I was at CPAC all week, and that's what happens when you just keep talking.
So. Yes, I know. I know the deal, and CPAC had to be a great experience this year, having both Donald Trump, Michael Pence. Mike Pence, the vice president, going to show up here on Tuesday. In fact, they're disrupting where we're broadcasting live from here at NRB because of the vice president. I just got a memo last night saying, hey, we gotta move you for this one day because the vice president, you gotta imagine the Uber security with the vice president coming in, even though he's gonna be in the midst of a bunch of people of faith, you know.
Yeah, you know, CPAC was definitely swept, you know, bomb-sniffing dogs. Security was really tight over those 2 days because Mike Pence, I think it was Thursday that he spoke in the morning. And then following Friday morning, Donald Trump had given a fantastic speech, much, you know, reminiscent of his campaign rally. And he went off script, and Matt Schlapp was walking by me. I was on the platform actually filming, and he said, you know, we weren't really sure where that speech was going to go, and it was an hour and 15 minutes. But he touched on every single topic, and the thing that's important that people need to understand about CPAC, it's just not a bunch of people getting together and rah-rah, sis, boom-bah. They're activists. And Donald Trump understands this, and I've been going to CPAC. That was my ninth. Yeah. It was my ninth year. And so, you know, he stressed the importance of the midterms, and it is really important. I think I was talking to you last week about it, that we cannot afford to become complacent. Just because we have fatter wallets, maybe some of us have gotten bonuses, we need to keep the momentum that we drove in last November and gave Donald Trump the presidency. That momentum needs to be as strong, if not stronger, in the midterms. So we will not allow the Democrats control of the House, because if the Democrats gain control of the House, we will now have to sit through, you know, months and months and months of impeachment proceedings, much like we've had to tolerate the narrative of the Russian collusion narrative with the Donald Trump campaign.
Right.
That was a complete lie, a complete fabricated lie. But they got that lie.
And all of a sudden you give credibility, and you give credibility to Maxine Waters. So if you want Maxine Waters 24/7, bring on, you know. Somebody said send in the clowns. I just said, you know, hey, look, it just, you know, let it go that way. And it's just going to be absolute insanity. I mean, our government is a waste enough as it is. You know, when you think of all the money that we pay these politicians for the job they're supposed to do. And on, you know, 50% of the politicians out there are doing nothing and getting paid a lot of money for it. I mean, that's disgusting in and of itself.
Well, you're absolutely right. And so we do need to have more conservatives, more Republicans in the Congress, so we don't have to rely on Mike Pence to cast the deciding vote. And Donald Trump pointed that out as well. There's always the same, you know, handful of Republicans, the moderates, as I call them, you know, whether it's Susan Collins or Lisa Murkowski or John McCain, Jeff Flake. You know, they all band together and side with the resistance. The Democrat Party, we can no longer reach across the aisles to the Democrat Party, because the only time the Democrats, quite frankly, when they have power, never reach across the aisles. Did they reach across the aisles when they jammed Obamacare down everyone's throats? No. Negotiation with Democrats is really capitulation. And so we need to remain steadfast and strong and really start stacking the Congress with more of a stronger majority that will move America forward and put America first.
Well, let me ask you this, Megan. What does the Constitution have, you know, in common with Marxism?
Very good.
How can you reach across the aisles? I mean, it's the wrong gospel, wrong church, and this is what America is slowly but surely waking up to. And it's a process. They don't quite understand the nuance of it. But this is why, you know, when we had Trevor Loudon, you know, the New Zealand author and researcher and investigator, he has revealed the truth of the matter of how many Marxists and, you know, democratic socialists, which is a form of communism, these are elected officials. I mean, I don't know how they put their hand on the Bible, how they swear allegiance to this country, when their very dictates of their own philosophy is anti-American. And they keep getting reelected.
Right. And I ran into Trevor at CPAC. And I've interviewed Trevor, and he's done amazing work. And he's not even American, right? He's Australian, and he's trying to shine the light.
Yeah.
On the hijacking of the Democrat Party. You know, many moderate Republicans will hide behind the legacy of Reagan. Well, Reagan was not a moderate, okay? Reagan was a conservative. So they use Reagan in order to get elected, in order to side with the Democrats. Well, the Democrats kind of do the same thing. You know, they use, you know, JFK. They use civil rights leaders, you know, claiming that this is who we are. They use all this iconography that actually has nothing to do with who they are. They have more in common with Che Guevara and the Venezuelan leader, Maduro, than they do with JFK, because they aren't asking, you know, don't ask what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. They're saying, no, the country, the government wants to do everything for you. And
right.
the bigger the government, the happier the Democrat. And the only way that you can fund that big government is by raising taxes and take away liberty from hardworking people. They need to create dependency in order to grow that government. And so dependency has nothing to do with liberty. It has nothing to do with our Constitution. And so therefore, why we see so much hate directed at Donald Trump is because he is freeing people from the Democrat plantation.
And yeah, this is all about class warfare, and this is where they win. This is the ground that they own, and this is why we are all being terrorized over it. Megan Barth is with us. The conversation continues right after this.
Is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, It's Way You Like Me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Megan Barth is with us. Megan, I got to tell you, the last time I was at CPAC, you know, the thing for me that was so impressive, as you said, the people are activists, but the number of young people.
Yeah.
I mean, is that impressive? I mean, that tells you what the future of conservatism is in this country. And don't be deceived, ladies and gentlemen. Do not believe CNN. Do not believe the mainstream media that would like you to think that everybody has gone progressive. You go to CPAC and you see these young people and how well wired they are and what a grasp of reality that they have. It is very impressive.
Yeah, and that's one thing I always point out, too, and I think that's really what kind of keeps me going back, because that's really what motivates me, is to know that I have a future generation activated and conservative, and they get it. They simply get it. They somehow came out of their liberal progressive echo chambers, which are their schools and their indoctrination centers on their campuses, and they're free thinkers, and they're free people, and they get it. They understand the Constitution. And it was interesting, too, Bill, you know, they take straw polls every year. And for years and years and years and years, Ron Paul would win that straw poll. It was Donald Trump this year. 93% of attendees love what he's doing, putting America first. You know, it's kind of Donald Trump's party now. It used to kind of be run by more of a stronger libertarian wing, because I think the Republicans have just become so moderate. But now we've got more of a populist, economic populist president, and it's Donald Trump's party now.
And it really needs to be that, and this is the thing that astounds me, Megan, is where are the rest of the Republicans? Where's the rest of the party? I mean, like, you think you're going to be better off negotiating with Nancy Pelosi as opposed to Donald Trump just because you want to buy into the negativity and all the, what, 9 out of 10 you know, negative reports about this president? I mean, it has to be purposeful when the reporting is that stilted. I mean, there's no objective perspective here. And shame on the mainstream media for disserving we the people.
Yeah, well, the mainstream media doesn't really have any shame, and all of the alphabet media, as I call them, really is just an extension of the Democrat Party. And that's one of the reasons why I wrote ReaganBabe.com, or started it, rather, is that I wasn't seeing truth in the headlines. I was seeing yellow journalism. I was seeing Democrat talking points turned into headlines and then pushed through as fact. I was seeing unnamed, unvetted, unknown sources that were given too much credibility, but their credibility was given so because they fit the narrative. They fit the Democrat narrative. And then when the facts don't fit the narrative simply changes. The facts never change.
Right.
The narrative changes, and that
exactly.
Media pushes that narrative through to the truth. I mean, we literally have desensitized this country to the truth, and the mainstream media is complicit and also guilty of that, because they refuse to report the facts and then just let the American people decide their feelings about the facts and their opinions about it. Now they're just giving opinions and portraying them as fact, and if you disagree with them, you simply are wrong, or you're ignorant, or you just simply you know, don't have all your facts straight. Well, give us the facts and let us produce our opinion.
Mm-hmm. Well, case in point, what happened in Florida, you know, on the 14th of February, Valentine's Day, and subsequent to that, you know, how the left hijacked what was going on. And that was my concern from moment one, when the kids were standing up and taking a bold stand about what happened there. I warned the kids. I said, you need to be careful not to have your hashtag hijacked. And sure enough, the mainstream media, you know, the Soroses and the Bloombergs and those could not help themselves. And look what happened. I mean, even the sheriff down there, Sheriff Israel, was greatly exposed, and particularly at the CNN town hall. And it's one of those things, again, when you point a finger out, you got three coming back at you. And look at what we're finding out about Sheriff Israel. I mean, to the point that the local community is saying, this guy's got to go, too.
Well, and, you know, usually sheriffs will wait till the investigation is complete before giving any sort of comment or report. Well, he was there as a Democrat activist. I mean, he's got a long history of being a political figure, not a law enforcement figure. You know, law enforcement cannot be politicized. We see what happens when law enforcement is politicized, right? We witnessed what happened to the FBI, whereby investigations were changed into matters, where extreme carelessness was replaced gross negligence. I mean, that's what happens when you politicize investigations and you politicize law enforcement. You don't get investigations and you don't get law enforcement. We got plenty of laws on the books, but when you have a political identity that you are there to protect instead of the people, then the people lack protection.
Well, and as you said, this is all Debbie Wasserman Schultz country there in Florida, isn't it?
Yeah, and I didn't realize that until, you know, I started reading. And, you know, I like to sit back and observe and take everything in until I really construct an intelligent opinion, because you need to do that, right? You need all the facts on the table. The emotions, and this is what Democrats always do, they capitalize on emotions. They capitalize on fear. Why? Because fear comes from a place of weakness. Okay, so it's real easy to exploit weakness. And it's really easy to capitalize on it, like the Democrats continually do, because they do not want to have an intellectual argument when it comes to a gun debate. They do not want to have a debate when it comes to what we should do now. They simply just want to default on their position that guns are bad, the NRA is evil, the Republicans are kill children, and you know, we need to confiscate more guns. We need more laws. Well, actually, we have all the laws on the books, but when there's close to 50 warning signs for this kid, and everyone's ignoring the warning signs. Well, this is what
the law enforcement, you know, the people that were there to protect us, ignore it. And, you know, here it is. They accuse the NRA of killing 17 students. Donald Trump, I mean, it's so hysterical in terms of the emotion and the hysteria that is taking place. And, of course, this is all just adding fuel to the fire. But, you know, when you look in contrast, Marco Rubio and Dana Loesch, they're taking basically the verbal bullets of the people there during that town hall. And, you know, people ask me, they go, how could they do that? And I said, well, that's the strength of truth. If you watched both of them, particularly, they were standing on the truth. And yes, I mean, you know, Jay Tapper even told Dana says, you have somebody here to protect you, right? You better get out of here. I mean, this is what CNN had whipped up. They whipped up a situation where it could have been very dangerous. And Dana Loesch and the senators, you know, life and security was potentially in jeopardy here because of the way this thing was being led and the emotions, the way they were spewing out. But again, to their credit and the encouragement that it should have to everybody looking at that, relative to your point, Megan, about the truth and how strong the truth is that when you sit on the truth, it gives you it gives you infinite power.
You're exactly right. And you know, the truth isn't mean, it's truth. And we have very few truth seekers, especially in the press. And this is a very dangerous slope that we're on. It's a very dangerous downward trajectory whereby we cannot rely on the press to provide us the truth. Not only do we have a politicized, weaponized intelligence agency that was, you know, commandeered under Barack Obama, but we have a politicized, weaponized press who, instead of reporting the truth, demonizes a political party, demonizes the pundits within that party, demonizes the activists. This is not creating unity, right? This isn't e pluribus unum. This is basically destruction of not just a political party, but of the truth in and of itself in order to push forward progressive ideals and to fundamentally transform this country. I mean, that statement in and of itself that Barack Obama gave before his first presidency was frightening, because he said he wanted fundamentally fundamentally transform it.
From what to what?
Right.
You see, that was never spelled out, but that was the dangerous part, and you're going,
saying, what do you want to fundamentally transform it to?
Oh, God forbid that we would ask that follow-up question. That might be true journalism, right?
Right. You're exactly right.
That's a failure. That's a failure for the people. And the people, I think, because of my prayer is and hope is that after 8 years of this disastrous administration, the people learned that they need to continue to ask questions, hold the media accountable, hold their politicians accountable. This is what pursuing the truth looks like, Megan Barth. Megan, as always, get better. I'm glad to have you back from CPAC, and our conversation will continue in the coming weeks. Thank you so much for being with us.
Money, money, money. Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Letting you know about it before the defecation hits the oscillation. Bill Martinez, live.
I don't know about you, but I hate that when that happens. But it's a mess. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Speaking of which, someone who is known to hold order here is with us from Washington, D.C., Chris Wilson, Director of Research, Analytics, and Digital Strategy, also the CEO of WPA Intelligence. And that sounds so sophisticated, but you need to know what's all about it. He's a numbers guy. As the Director of Research, Analytics, and Digital Strategy for the 2016 Ted Cruz presidential campaign. It was Chris's fault for widely recognizing the playing key role in Cruz's triumph in Iowa. He used a meticulous, technologically advanced, and highly individual approach to reaching voters and predicting behavior based on ideology, personality, and issues important to individual voters. Boy, Chris, that sounds very, very complex. But I know people that do this for a living, you know, such as yourself, and you guys look at this and you go, wow, this is, you connect the dots. This is all very simple. But for us on the outside, you know, this can cause our eyes to cross sometimes.
I think a lot of my clients feel that way too at times, but it is, you know, one of the great things about working for Senator Cruz is that it allowed me to do things that, you know, other people might have looked at and said, well, you know, that sounds really neat, but let's do it the way that they did it in 2012 or 2008. And I think that was one of the big differences in the way that we approached our campaign in 16 and what happened and why the Obama campaign was so much more successful in its use of analytics in 8 than McCain and in 12 than Romney was. And that's not really a kind of people who did the job for those people. It was just more, you have to have a candidate who believes in it, who understands it, and who is willing to let you try.
Exactly. Well, Chris, you know, I mean, you're in the deep waters of this stuff, and you're seeing how dynamic it is, how it's evolving, and it's almost on a daily basis, if not several times a day, where new information comes in and new thinking and application. So this is moving. I mean, you are in the fast lane of this kind of research analytics, aren't you?
Well, I'd like to think so. I mean, certainly that's what we put on our website and try and tell our people when we go out and try and get into business. But yeah, to your point, it really is changing. I'll give you one statistic that is just kind of that makes people, I think it crystallizes exactly how much data there is now that can be utilized. If you take all of the data stored in the world today, only 2% of it is non-digital. That means 2% of it is the papers that sit on your desk, the books that sit in a library. Everything else, the other 98%, is online. And it illustrates just the amount and the vastness of how much data and how much we have now transferred what is important about our lives to digital storage. And so a lot of that digital storage is worthless. I mean, I'll be honest. A lot of people ask me, well, if I put a picture of myself doing a cake stand in college, you're going to use that. I'm like, no, I don't care about that. That doesn't help me make decisions for my clients. But what is interesting is utilizing the way in which people make decisions. And that's, you know, there's nothing nefarious about it. This is what allows you to go on Netflix and get a solid recommendation on watching a movie, or what allows you to go to Amazon and they tell you that you're about to run out of toothpaste. You're like, oh, how'd you know that? So I do think it's actually built to make people's life easier. And to transfer that same sort of analogy over to politics, I think people have become disenfranchised somewhat with politics in the sense that they don't feel like candidates speak to them. And the reason for that is because a candidate campaign will do a poll, which we do, and then they will go and speak to an issue that the majority of people feel strongly about or that is motivational to them. Well, if you are a voter that is only interested in foreign policy and a candidate for Congress in your district is talking about education or tax cuts, then that's not of interest to you. And those people running the campaign have done a disservice to the voter. And so our goal is to be able to reach the level of sophistication with big data that allows us to speak to voters in the individualized level in the same way, like I said, that Netflix and Amazon can.
Now, this is, in a sense, Chris, isn't this about predictability? I mean, that you're able to look and, I mean, right now, as you say, with 98% of the information being accessible now, wow, that can tell you an awful lot about people and leanings and inclinations and all that sort of thing and how they'll vote and how, I mean, when you look back in the recent years, so just even over the last two decades, to see how the level of sophistication, I mean, you had, you know, Karl Rove was heralded, you know, back during the Bush era. And I don't understand why there was a failure, a handoff there, because Rove, I thought, had done so much and, you know, people were constantly, you know, trying to analyze what he did. And then you have Barack Obama coming and they took it to a next level. It was almost like the baton went from Rove to Obama's campaign. It didn't stay within the confines of the Republican Party, because all of a sudden you had people kind of trying to recreate the wheel with McCain and with Romney. And then of course you have the incredible situation with Donald Trump, where everybody's probably wondering about all these, you know, these prediction models, because, you know, Trump was supposed to lose by 90%. It was supposed to be a runaway deal. And here it is, you know. So explain all that, Chris. Huh?
Okay. Wow. That's a lot to digest. I'll say, winning creates complacency. Yeah. And I think that's illustrated by the success of the Bush campaign in 2004 and the success of the Obama campaign in 2012. And what I mean by that, and there's a friend of your listeners who are really interested in this, there's a professor at UNC Chapel Hill who's written a great book I highly recommend. It's called Prototype Politics. His name's Daniel Kreese. And he is has gone and studied these campaigns. And what his conclusion is, or his theory, his hypothesis, is that after a successful campaign like Bush had in 2004 and the work that Carl did, that you just kind of rest on your laurels. It's like, all right, well, that worked. We did great. We don't need to improve upon it. Whereas since Democrats lost in 2000 and 2004, they regrouped going into the 2008 election and spent a lot of time and effort exploring exploring areas in which they could improve. And that is kind of the same approach that we took with Senator Cruz coming out of 14, or out of 12, I'm sorry. And it really was out of 14 elections. So we sat down and we met. We did a very in-depth analysis of what the Obama campaign had done in 12, and then spent a lot of time looking at what corporate America is doing. And then I spent a lot of time reviewing academic research in this area. And then from that, we created a plan moving into 16 to build and execute on the most advanced analytical program ever done in politics. And I believe we achieved that up until the Clinton campaign.
Right.
Now, which would lead you to the conclusion, all right, well, the Clinton campaign, if they had one, why did they lose? And I think what it does show is you still have to have a candidate that, you know, people don't hate. That's data can overcome a lot.
Right.
Can overcome a very unpopular candidate. And that's, you know, like,
it's still about the message, isn't it?
That's right. And the candidate.
Exactly.
Too. I mean, that's not successful without Ted Cruz.
Right, exactly. Well, and that's what gave you a light here. So let's look at, I know you were at CPAC, and you're looking at the midterms. Now, some people have said, generally, you know, here's the predictive model that occurs when the ruling party is in office, they lose all these seats. And I keep saying, you know, that's normal. And Donald Trump, as we know, is not normal. Are we open? Is there a possibility of another surprise for everybody?
You know, that's I would say the jury's out on that. I believe that right now there's a reason why there's a cliche that the party in power loses seats, and that's because it is true. You look at Republicans, with the exception of 2002, every single time the party in power that has the presidency has had a midterm election, they've lost a lot of seats. And so the question is how much can Republicans stem that tide in 2018? And I don't know. I mean, the jury's out on that. I think if you look at the enthusiasm that exists with Democrats, really based on a hatred for Donald Trump, and I don't think that pejorative.
Right.
For any of your Democrat listeners, I would just point out that I think Republicans had a similar visceral reaction to Barack Obama that created the turn
towards Obama. Exactly.
Yeah, that motivated Republican victories in 10 and 14. So the question is, what are Republicans able to do to motivate their base to turn out at a level that they voted in 14 and 16? And that remains to be seen because a lot of work is being done on that. But so far, if you look at the special elections that have taken place, Democrat turnout has averaged about 15 points higher than it had in the past. And if that continues into November, Republicans are going to be in for a very long night. I think it's the Republicans.
Well, Chris, we got to leave it there, and I look forward to more conversations with you. Chris Wilson.
And businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
I mean, given the choice here, ladies and gentlemen, what do you want to do? You want to live enslaved, mired in lies and deception, or are we going to pursue the truth and be fighters like our founding fathers of those founding principles so clearly enumerated in our U.S. Constitution, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? This is the best for all concerned, and this is what we fight for, and thank you for joining in. It's 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It is time for the Good News Grill. I know it's Monday. Normally it's Tuesday, but that's because the rest of the week I'm going to be at NRB, the National Religious Broadcasters, in Nashville, Tennessee. I'm about a couple of zip codes away right now in Franklin, Tennessee. I'm looking for Stephen Curtis Chapman, by the way. Here, Sam, you know, and this is kind of a running joke with Bill Martinez, is that, you know, Stephen Curtis Chapman has kind of become the Waldo of this radio show, because people keep saying, well, hey, we're going to get him on the show, and they know how much I respect his talent and his gifts, so, you know, looking forward. So, even my wife said, well, maybe we'll just go to Starbucks, because we had a couple of friends that happened to run into him at Starbucks here in Franklin, and this is where we're at right now.
But, you're just kind of like missing him barely, right?
Yeah. One of those deals, I mean, that you talk about, it used to be 6 degrees. Now I think we're about 3 degrees, I think, is what the is what the degree of separation is that's happening around the world here. So we're getting closer here. So I'm bound and determined it's going to happen, even if it's at a Starbucks. But so here it is, you know, once a year we come here for the NRB, National Religious Broadcasters, and it's going to be a lot of fun. In fact, the vice president's going to be there on Tuesday, And because he's going to be there on Tuesday, they moved our broadcast studios from one place to another part of the Gaylord Hotel, which if you've ever been here, it's just so massive. I mean, the number of rooms and the expanse of that hotel is just unbelievable, all attached to the Grand Ole Opry. So not only do you get its massiveness, you've got its legacy and traditions there and the whole deal. But and then tonight we're going to go and do some red carpet interviewing. We've been invited to be on the red carpet with the cast of I Can Only Imagine, the movie that's going to be that's on, based on the song, you know, the celebrated song that millions of people have heard over and over again. Probably, you know, some said, yeah, millions and millions of times. In fact, if you call me, that's what you hear. You hear
oh,
on
yeah.
my
always
phone, right? Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
So
life story of the guy who wrote the song and how
right,
he got there.
Exactly. Right? The leader of Mercy Me. Right, exactly. And so we're going to be there tonight and, you know, enjoy that. And, of course, Tuesday we're, you know, nonstop NRB and all kinds of guests. David White has just been confirmed. We've got Larnell Harris. I mean, it's just a stellar group of people. New movies that are coming out, faith-based movies. We're going to be talking to some directors and producers about their movies and just a lot of fun. So we're looking forward to that. And so this is why we have Sam on today, Monday. It's an unusual day for her, but hey, whenever we can get Samantha Mao on with us, we're excited because she's the good news girl. She's out there, you know, getting the viral videos all coordinated and to where she can share them with us. So let's talk about the first one. This is very cool. It's about Girl Scout. You know, I love Girl Scout cookies, so I have to lead with this one. So tell us about this one.
That's right. You know, I think there's been a lot of really creative Girl Scouts that have kind of hit the news lately. You know, there was one that actually, I don't know if you heard about this. She was selling, she was selling Girl Scout cookies outside a weed store, like in California, I believe.
You mean a marijuana store?
A marijuana store. I'm sorry.
Yeah, when you say a weed store, I know
store.
Everybody probably thinks they go. We know California is really nuts, cuckoo. Now they're selling weeds. No, she means you know,
weeds.
Yes, right. You probably most of you got that, but I just in case some people going, George, do you know they're so crazy in California? They're selling weeds now in California. Well, you know, Margaret, I'm telling you, that's just what they do out there. They're always coming up with new stuff. But yes. Okay, so she's outside a marijuana dispensary selling Girl Scout cookies?
Okay, so that was actually another girl, but I'm just looking at, like, the unique ways, like, you know, this next generation is really coming up with some creative things.
Right.
But this young girl, Charity Joy, she might be, like, the cutest thing you've ever seen. She came up with a song, and it's kind of like it's a parody. And it's had about 4 million views. And if you could just, I don't know if you have the chance to play a clip, she goes, the Samoa cookies with caramel, you can get them because they're going to sell. I promise you it's worth your time. And she just, like, this, it just took off. And she had the goal of selling about 1,300 cookies so that her and her family could go to Disney World. And she's already surpassed that. It's just the cutest thing. If you have the chance, you know, I think that these little marketing geniuses are sure going to be successful when they get older.
See, now that we teased everybody, you know, Bradley, we're going to have to down the road. I mean, you know, in the next couple of days, we got to download this mix so people can hear it and they can, you know, understand what they did. Hey, well, how clever. So it's a Redbone remix is what she did?
Yes, that's right. And she sings, you know, she's riding in the car with her dad with a shirt from, it's like a Wakanda shirt from Black Panther, and she's singing in the backseat, and she's just the cutest thing you ever saw. And they're really talented. They do a really good job. I think they never expected it to take off quite like it
did.
Well,
good for them. And millions of views already. Hey, let's talk about this next one. A woman prevents a girl's kidnapping. How did she do that?
So what happened was this young girl, the mom was this woman who ended up preventing it. She was dropping off her child in California at a middle school, and Amy Martinez was on her way.
No relation.
A woman walked. Amy Martinez is a young girl, and a woman walked up to her and was trying to get her to go with her. The woman comes up and gives her a hug. This woman's a stranger to her, and the woman grabs her and starts walking away. Well, whenever she was witnessed being grabbed, the mom just jumped into action. She pretended to be Amy's mom. And
oh, wow.
She ends up going up to the woman saying, you know, this is my daughter, leave her alone. She gets in the car and they go to the police station. It turned out the woman had like some emotional problems. I believe she was homeless. But, you know, I think that it's really important that people, you know, if you see a child in trouble or something like that, don't just assume that a child's like throwing a fit, you know, for her to be conscientious like that. She's credited for saving this little girl. And because you don't know what was going to happen.
Exactly. What have you got to lose? What have you got to lose there? And, you know, and here we are. We live in a day and age, Sam, where it's not only you see something, say something, but certainly after what happened in South Florida, you say something, you see something, you say something, and you do something. And this case, this is what this sharp-thinking mother did in responding to the danger here. And she, you know, felt comfortable to be able to do that and protect this young girl. That's amazing. That's great.
And, you know, you never expect something like that to happen when you're just on your way to middle school. And I think that, you know, children, like, she might scream or something like that, but you really don't know how much to fight back when it's an adult. Because even if they're acting strange, it's still, I think they see adults as authority figures. So, you know, this Amy said that this woman who saved her was her hero. So I'm so thankful.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I bet. Well, we've got a nice story from Minnesota. Bradley will be happy to hear about that because he wonders if there's many nice stories out of Minnesota these days. So what tell us about this nice Minnesota story?
We've got a nice one. There's a blind man named Jerry in Minnesota, and a woman, Tina Mack, she posted something, and she said, this is the best of Minnesota nice. Well, Jerry was coming into the Avita Institute. And it was, you know, it's like a cosmetology kind of place. And she saw the security guard go up to him and help him through. And she starts watching and seeing the security guard helping him. And it turns out Jerry is kind of somebody that everybody around the neighborhood knows and helps. So the security guard wasn't the only person. He goes, he's almost blind and he's almost deaf. So they have the whole neighborhood going around helping him. And this video is just taken off. And, you know, I think anytime you see something like that, that's just what makes America. Everybody's just pitching in. They see this guy, and he, you know, it's like their pleasure, and it gives them all joy to help him.
Exactly.
And they're just making sure he gets through, and I'm sure that he couldn't do it without them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah, Sam, you know, we mentioned Brad. Brad has been, has taken over for Scott, you know, we get to make fun of Brad now. But in fact, he has a Minnesota nice T-shirt. Well, you got him in about every color of the rainbow, don't you?
Just I don't
about?
Have one. No, I don't have one.
Oh, you don't? Oh, come
no.
on! I mean, I mean,
get a Minnesota nice shirt.
Yes, exactly. I mean, and it comes with, you know, like a picture of a, you know, that's the one big thing too we always have is that there's a picture of a hole in the ice, and I keep, you know, I ask Scott all the time. I go, what do you call that hole in the ice? And he just keeps insisting it's called a hole in the ice. It's a mystery to me. It just remains. But that's something that one day, maybe, Brad, that's your new mission in life, is that you've got to get the Mexican out there under one of those warm huts to put a hole in the ice and figure out what it's all about.
Will do.
We can have sushi together, I guess. Hey, what about, Sam, what about this California hiker? Wow, he was found after 6 days missing in Yosemite Park. I mean, that's not some small park out there, let me tell you.
That's right. And Alan Cho, he was actually out there. He went hiking by himself on February 17th. He's a real avid outdoorsman, and it started snowing and ended up covering the markers that are usually very clearly defined. And fortunately, he did the right thing, and he knew to, like, melt the snow, and he kept himself warm, and he didn't go off the trail. And 6 days later, after about 60 people were searching, there's helicopters and everything else, they end up spotting him, and he's actually in good health. They didn't even notice he was missing for 3 days because he'd gone off on his own and like until he didn't show up to work. So he was missing for 3 days, and a lot of people would be in deep trouble at that point. But, you know, so if anybody's out there listening and you're ever going camping and you get lost, stay near the trail and make sure you're just prepared. In case something
you want to stay near the trail and be nice enough to the people at work so that when you're missing, they notice that you're missing. Okay, because I'm just saying that's the way it works, right? Samantha Mao on Bill Martinez Live. You can go to Sam's Corner at BillMartinezLive.com and watch these videos and others that she's laid out there for our enjoyment. Thank you, Sam.
Thank you.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.